Anchorage residents from across the city stood in front of a blue house waving signs reading, "Haste makes waste and save our homes." Anne Redding was among them.
This is my neighborhood. I live three houses this way. I don't want a big gaping hole waiting for something that's not funded. You know, they're taking away my neighborhood. They're ruining where I live.
Two houses and the old sourdough lodge are being demolished in preparation for the proposed $1.6 billion Kinnick Arm Bridge. So far, the state has only secured about $150 million for the project. The protesters say the state is moving too hastily. Why should the state remove homes when it's unclear if the project will actually happen? Most of the federal funding the state is trying to secure has historically gone toward projects in much larger, congested urban areas. 96-year-old Marjorie Ellis built her home in Government Hill in 1950. It's set to be demolished during another phase of the project.
We don't need terrorists when we have Kibata. Everything they've done is to destroy Government Hill, which is the oldest community in Anchorage.
Before the protesters gathered, Department of Transportation spokeswoman Jill Reese and the property manager led a tour of the buildings.
Probably want to just wait, like three people come up at a time, because these are not very sturdy.
The upstairs portion of the blue house was filled with sun from the skylights and soaring windows. The musty ground floor had ripped up carpet and asbestos ceiling tiles. DOT's Reese points out damage.
Practically everything in here, in the whole house, would need to be redone. And as you'll see, there's broken bathroom fixtures and those sorts of things. So
Reese says all three buildings are in the way of the bridge project. She explains the state moved quickly to purchase the buildings and relocate the tenants because that process can take a lot of time.
You can't wait until you're ready with the financing to start building the bridge. You might be 3 or 4 years down the line at that point of just getting properties purchased. Also, especially in the Anchorage Bowl, prices aren't going down.
Reese says the state will pay for the removal of the buildings, which could cost between $500,000 and $1 million. Then they'll be reimbursed if they get the federal grant. And the houses don't have to be destroyed. Reese says they can also be moved to other parts of town. That's what happened to some condos when Dowling Road was built.
If there's a dollar to be made on these properties in their whole form, I'm sure that's the route that will be taken. And if not, then they'll be demolished.
All of the contractors who were walking through the properties during the protest declined to comment. They were examining the project before submitting bids by the 25th. Some of the protesters say that it doesn't matter if they tear down or relocate the buildings. It still leaves a hole in the neighborhood. And Lance Powell from Mid Hillside says not only people in Government Hill should be concerned.
Well, if it can happen here, it can happen at any neighborhood in Anchorage.
Powell says empty lots deter business and new residents from coming into the area. Others say roads divide communities and cause deterioration, and that's not what they want.
What do we want?
Homes!
What do we need?
Homes!
What are we going to save?
Homes!
DOT has scheduled for the properties to be cleared by November and the areas to be planted over with grass. They do not have a set schedule for when the bridge would be funded or built. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.